Karen said, I just completed Stronger 3, been doing weights consistently in 3 years in my own. I have 30 to 40 minutes max in the mornings for exercise. Goal is muscle definition, strength, and weight loss of 10 pounds. 55 years old, postmenopausal. Which program do you recommend next? Thanks so much. Just completed Stronger 3. So, 3 is a favorite, by the way, of mine. But if you are feeling strong, 30 to 40 minutes, probably your best bets to get something in that time with consistency across the whole 12 weeks would be Stronger 5 or Stronger 7, not necessarily in that order. Stronger 7 is all around 30, 35 minutes. Stronger 5 actually gives you 4 workouts. There are short interval training and what we call met conditioning, metabolic conditioning. So it's a little higher intensity than, say, a moderate level. It's not quite high intensity, but it's definitely going to challenge you, and it's shorter, so won't spike the cortisol negatively. And they're there. They're all right there if you want them. So that makes it easy. 5 and 7 both are eclectic mixes from other programs. So when you land there, we've got them put in order so you can see week 1, week 2, what happens. But you will also see some thumbs that has been a little confusing. So I'll just prepare you for this. So if it came from a program prior to it, it has to have the thumb of that original program. So you might see in Stronger 7, there's a Stronger 6 video, and that was true. So even at creation, we told everyone that, but if you're coming in new, that might not make sense to you. So just now you've heard it here first, and that's just working smarter, not harder, but everything has been put together programming wise to make sense. So, not randomly picking out and plucking in, but actually putting them in order and sequence so it makes sense. So, for those short ones, I would highly recommend that. Another option that I would suggest that someone just told me that they love and they like the idea that they can go back to it is the whole flip. So, the whole flip challenge. It's a reset program, but for someone who wants short exercise, you can also put things together. And remember, you've got access to everything, but you can put them together. So you could do a 10 minute and, or you could do a 20 minute, or you could do the 20 and a 10. So now you've got combinations of those. So that might be an option when time is really short, but you want a solid workout. You might also look at that. So 5 and 7 would be my first go-tos for you. And that's if you're doing them on the week. So I always like to do this because as you might guess, time is one of the biggest obstacles for all of us. So in the last 4.5 decades, one of the things that I'm always sure to tell people is you only have to make that one time per week workout for that 30 to 40 minutes. And can you get up just a little bit earlier, or can you fit it in, in that moment or break that you've got, and find a way to do it one time? Because the other time can fall on your weekend or your day off. And that way, it's one obstacle. It's not fitting it in multiple times during the week. And that somehow mentally has made it easier for a lot of people to say, okay, that's true. Or maybe I find a short one that I can do when I couldn't get up. I didn't have the extra time in the morning, or it would have been too late in the evening if I did a longer one. So that also might be an option. Lacey said, when is the Facebook group going away and how will we connect on the app? So right now we don't have it open yet. We'll be playing with it in the background this week. And it's called the community inside of the app. So when that is up and running, we will change the Facebook group that will close so that we're not running dual, like, I want to be here and I want to be here. It will just go away. And then all of our members will be in created threads. So if you are a VIP, or you're in Essentials, or there is a thread about 12-week stronger programs, your strength training, where there's a thread about maybe a specific challenge that we might be doing as a group. So a great example is we are just wrapping up right now, about 5, 6 days left in the blood sugar CGM challenge. So anybody who is doing it might be engaging in that group as opposed to in our WhatsApp group. So just a kind of an idea of if you're interested in this or that, or there's an announcements thread that we will create so you know, oh yes, there's a masterclass this week. For instance, on Wednesday, we are going to attempt, we haven't done this before, live streaming on Wednesday. So we're testing that tomorrow to be sure. It's held on Zoom. We are holding it here on Zoom as opposed to our platform, Easy Webinars, what we've often used. We're going to do it here. And the reason we're going to do it here, so it's a little more of a community feel for all of you. And we are pulling it so that you can also put your hand up. If you're here early, you can put your hand up and say, I'd like a coaching spot. Like, I want to be in a hot spot and talk to me, and we'll coach you through. Whether you've got questions about our topic this month, as you might guess, is Heart Health Month. So I'm going to point through some myths and fallacies that may be still lingering about, you know, what's the truth about the benefit we get from cardio versus resistance training? What changes? How soon can you expect those changes to occur? If you have minimum time, where do you want to invest it? If you really want to improve your heart health and longevity, they're actually one and the same. So the answers are same, but what would be the real rock solid foundations and what's extra? What's meh, might or might not give you results? And we'll go through that. So if you want coaching on that for yourself, or you want coaching on something else, it is an ask me anything, but that's only for VIP members and no public. And going forward, we're going to keep it separate completely. We have done that in the past. We kind of merge them together because, as you might guess, that's a lot of content. So if I put together a presentation and I am creating all of the research and we're deep diving into it, whether I have help or not, I end up pulling it together because I present it. So I need to have a handle on where it is, what I'm presenting, what my segues are. That's a good 16 hours of time to pull together two presentations. Presentations are no joke if you do them academically valuably, you know, there is a big investment of time. So that was a struggle, but we've decided, or I did, made the correct, I think, determination that we still want to go a little bit deeper with all of you than we do. And you can attend the public if you want to. Those will happen Thursday twice and Saturday morning. They're slightly different, though more superficial, whereas yours is deeper. We'll talk about if you want something, where are the assets to help you get that as we talk about it inside of your membership. So you know where to go and what to focus on if you've got a weak link where you realize this would be really valuable for me. We can point you in the right direction. So the answer to the Facebook group, coming back to that, probably around 2 weeks, we'll say goodbye to that, but it will depend on how well the engagement is going inside of the app and that, and we'll kind of force our hand probably. So some of you are lingering over there, not wanting us to move the cheese. So you're like, I'm going to keep going over here until they tell me I have to go somewhere else, but we would love it. Amy says, congrats on the new hires. Thanks. Shirley said, what's your recipe for soul water? How much salt to water? So it is about crystals. So how much salt to water is nature's determination. So it is when it's saturated. So your crystals, you have crystals, Himalayan salt crystals, you put in the bottom of a jar that you can cover. You put over the top of those crystals pure filtered water, wherever you're getting that. You put a lid on it, you let it sit for 24 hours, and it becomes saturated. So we're not determining it. Nature does that. And then you come back and take a teaspoon out, put it in your tall glass of water, put the lid back on, and you just continue to use that for a few months. As the water comes down, you feel like I need to just refresh it. You put more water in, but then you let it sit again for 24 hours, so it's saturated again. So there is no sprinkling salt in water. That's not what we're doing. Sol is actually from the soaking in the Himalayan or Himalayan salt crystals. You don't understand how much gray salt crystal. You just put a couple chunks. So if you've got a, you have a round glass this big, maybe with a lid on the top of it, put a few crystals in it and cover it with water. And the size of the glass determines how much salt you're going to put in there. So three or four chunks to cover the bottom of the glass, cover it, and you're good to go. Patty says, I'm only in week 6 of 12 weeks of my stronger three. How do I figure out when my 12 weeks is completely up? When you're done. So if you're on week 6, you have 6 more weeks. That's it. We don't turn it off and turn it on anymore. So it's when you start, because life is messy and we get this all the time. So rather than having us have to interfere or intervene and kind of be a gatekeeper, which means you go to work out and you realize, gosh, I haven't done this for a while. Life got busy, messy. You'd have to come to support. They're not in there 24/7, and then wait for them to, let you back in. So we no longer do that. And if you're in the app, never, ever, ever will you ever have to do that. And you could, I don't recommend it. I don't even want to tell you about it, but you can go into 7 today and you could go into 8 tomorrow and you could go in 9 the next day. Don't do it. I'll come over there. I mean it. So you want to stay in a program and do something progressive. Otherwise, it's so random. It's like being in YouTube. So these are designed, based on 4.5 decades of programming and teaching trainers and health coaches and physicians how to program. And so they're not accidental. Last week's workout builds to your this week's workout, and this week will prepare you to go next week, and so on. So we want you to stay there, but it's totally your challenge now. So you can stay in there. My biggest goal, and the reason we wanted that 12 weeks to be finite, is because the pressure is good. If you're in college and you're taking coursework, if you were auditing, do you remember those people who would audit the course? They don't have a final. There's no reason they really have to pay attention, or they really have to go, or you have to do it that frequently. And fitness depends on you doing it with a certain frequency within a certain period of time. And if we stretch that out, the same results won't happen. Now, back to why we do it this way. When life interrupts, sometimes it's better that you don't have that frequency. Maybe you're not supposed to right now, but we do want to keep you honest. We want to keep you on track as much as we can. So use the community for that purpose. Amy said, not a question, but I just started. I now have done 3 weeks of Stronger Three and loved it. I love your commentary and teaching on the videos. I feel really encouraged so far. Thank you for letting me know. You made my day. Lacey said, I am trying to work through the motivation mini course and started with the recordings on the website that didn't carry over to the app. You talked about priming. Have any more on this somewhere, or can you expand? So priming is a little bit like providing yourself with the right cues. So we either in behavior change, in health change, we have cues or triggers. So triggers are often, if I were trying to quit smoking, triggers would be eating out at a restaurant, because after dinner is when somebody wants to smoke, or if you've been a smoker, getting in your car and driving anywhere is often a trigger for smoking, because that's you do it while you smoke. So can you tell I lived with a smoker for a while? Not married to one, but raised by one, who eventually quit, but it's tough. And cues are the opposite. So cues are more the priming for positivity in change. And that would be you're leaving your clothes out in the morning. So you see your shoes, you see your shorts, you see the t-shirt, and it's ready to go. I know people who've gone so far as they sleep in their workout clothes. This to me does not sound comfortable, but you do you. All right. But that would be an example of priming. And the other piece would be not affirmations, but more of a probably in alignment with meditation, which is really when you talk about it as if it's already happened, even if it hasn't. You don't think or say the expression, and you say it in your head, even if you think it, right? So it doesn't have to be verbalized, but you say to yourself that you are someone who exercises regularly. You already are that. And you like, what does that feel like to be that? And so that's priming the emotion, priming the thought, priming the actions in everything that you're doing. So I hope that helps. Sharon Vetter says, having a hysterectomy at the end of March, haven't been working out at all for a while. Should I try to start at least for the next month and then just restart after my 6 weeks of healing? That is a great question. I would begin some strengthening, Sharon, if you can, absolutely. And the reasons I would think so is the stronger you go into a surgery, an illness, a recovery, a pregnancy, the better or easier you will recover afterward. And I think there's twofold. There is the psychology of that, as well as the physiology of that. So we could say, any of us would say, maybe, end of March, what is that? 7 weeks, maybe eight, if we're probably seven, closer to it. Is there really going to be any strength gained in that point? Well, we know that you're not starting from scratch. You have some muscle memory. So I would say yes. And I also think, we can do some good and benefit bone health in that time as well, because you will have some forced, bed rest. Not completely, you'll be able to be on your feet, but without load, without resistance for a period of time. So we know that you're going to be looking at a period of unloaded bone, which we don't want to happen very often. It's one of the worst things that we can have. But if you go into it having stimulated that bone, even better. And if you have, I don't know if you have, Sharon, access to whole body vibration or not, that would be probably one of the first things that you'll be able to do if you do have access to it. This is a great use of it, right? So you can't actually do the strenuous work with a heavy load, but on whole body vibration, remember you get on that. It's not just for bone, but you also get micro contractions in the muscle at 50 contractions a second. Right. So we're not talking, the same as when you're lifting with your bicep or any other muscle, but we are talking, there's some stimulus there to help you hold on to what you've got. So that would probably be one of the early things that would be okay if you have access to one. So I'd highly recommend that. Amber said, struggling to get up to work out in the morning. Should I do it in the late afternoon instead of not at all? 52 and perimenopause. So yeah, definitely. If you and kind of back to the question somebody asked earlier today, and you might not have caught it depending on when you arrive. Somebody said, I've only got 30 to 40 minutes, but if you think about you're getting in two, you only have to do that one time. Just one time a week, and the other one you could get on your weekend when you can sleep in a little bit later and still be able to get it done in the morning without too much struggle, in terms of short sheeting yourself. See what I did there on your sleep, so you'd still get it. So think about which would be better. And the only other alternative is probably going to bed earlier at night. And that's not always easy, but I say that and throw that out. It's easy for me to say because I go to bed early already. So if you're a night owl, it's probably not the same for you. And or if you're perimenopause or struggling with insomnia, that also might not work as well for you. So, yep, just as early as you can later in the day, before dinner, not after, would be okay. Just watch how does that impact your sleep. Linda asks, I'm new to flipping 50. Been doing weights for over a year before joining. Last summer, I briefly tried 3 weeks of Stacy Sims sit training, did actual sprinting, did 2 to 3 sessions of each of the 3 weeks, and each session was very brief. Each of the 3 weeks, I gained 5.5 pounds for a total of approximately 16 pounds. I'm reluctant to try interval training. Any ideas why my body reacted the way it did? I feel like I've answered this question. Did you put this in a Facebook group too? I feel like I've seen it. Either that or I am having a deja vu moment, and or you're not the first one. So maybe I should say you're not alone. And potentially it's because for you, and there is no to anybody else here and to you, there is no, oh, that's going to happen to everybody. So don't do HIIT or sprint training. It's at any moment, you or I, for any, sorry, dog hair, for any number of reasons, can reach a tipping point. We have this bucket or we have this glass of water. And at any point, we could just reach that point where it's just too much. It's going to overflow. And you might have hit it. Had that happened to you and you tried it 3 years ago in a slightly different hormonal phase of your life, or you tried it again in 3 weeks, there is nothing to say it's guaranteed to affect you in the same way. But potentially, that may have been just a little bit too much stress for you. Now, all exercise is a hormetic stressor, meaning it's a hormone stressor that we control. We are saying overload your cardiovascular system in this case, or overload your muscles when we're lifting, overload your bones when we're jumping and doing power so that the body responds and you get stronger and more resilient, whether in muscle or in cardiovascular VO2 measures or in your bone. And yet, again, we have to say you're a whole person. And so women who are like right at just critical mass of a hormonal change, the biggest one we're going to have in our lives, and maybe relationship or maybe sleep, because the hormones have changed your ability to sleep as well. Maybe our first reaction, if we're gaining weight or not able to lose weight, is to try to eat less, where all of those little things combined stress. And it just had that impact on you. And it doesn't say throw out sprint or HIIT training for all of us, because sometimes it can be the exact right thing and you may get back to that point again. So that was significant. I mean, that was a real significant weight gain, but most likely you did not gain fat over that time, but potentially you gained a lot of inflammation over that time. So backing way off, kind of doing a reset, focusing on walking and or shorter bouts of exercise throughout the day, and on your resistance training, and then focusing on making sure, am I eating enough and enough protein, stabilizing my blood sugar levels, taking care of myself and nurturing, not depriving, to get back to where you are. Can probably be very helpful if you're going deeper and you're working with a functional doctor, doing some testing to look at, how is your thyroid? Because that's the next one in line. If we've tapped into cortisol for too long and it's too high, and again, nothing wrong with cortisol. It's supposed to be high at certain times, low at certain times during the day. But if we chronically have been elevated and we are, as females who punched our ticket for the bus that is midlife, our hormones changing, we kind of got in line for higher cortisol anyway compared to other times in our lives. And if it's elevated chronically for too long, and then we try to impose exercise that elevates it further, that's when we can, oof, that doesn't not only doesn't get the results we want, which are generally related to VO2 improvement and visceral fat loss, it may get the opposite of desired effect. So we just have to be willing to pivot and say, do not just pass go, collect $200 and assume this guideline should work because it works for some women. It's not working for me. That's your best feedback. And just kind of back right out of that. But now you gotta regroup a little bit. So you just need to, take a little more care. So if you see a functional doctor or physician, testing the hormones and testing the thyroid cortisol, then adrenals are kind of tapped out, and the next in line is thyroid. So thyroid function can be hurt if we've had too much of that insufficient adrenal hormone going on for a while. So I hope that helps. And I hope, thank you for asking, Linda, because I hope it helps somebody else either catch it sooner, right? So it doesn't go so far, and that's a relatively short time. So I wouldn't have expected that to continue either. That's a reasonable amount of time. Donna says, I'm taking a week-long ski trip, staying at an Airbnb without access to strength training equipment. Skiing and walking will be enough exercise for the week anyway. My question is, if I skip the week of strength training, start back on the next week, what happens at the end of the 12 weeks? Will I be able to take 13 weeks to finish the stronger 7? So again, remember, we don't turn it off and turn it on. You're in charge. So in the app, you have access all the time to all the things. So if you're on the app, you're already right where you need to be. It's not going anywhere. There's no shut off, shut on. So let me know if that answers your question. Okay, good. I already did. So I just beat the dead horse. Okay. Carolyn said, is the masterclass this Wednesday going to be recorded and put in the call library? Unfortunately, I have a meeting at 6, cannot reschedule. Yes, so we always do. So you have the option always of registering for it if you can attend live, or we don't send out replays from that registration list. We're putting it always. For the last 10 years, 11, we put it inside of the members. So we share master classes, right? In the app is where you'll find it. So everything recording-wise that has to do with the master class will be inside of the app from here forward. So January's is there. This one will be there as well. And generally, if we're looking at something that taps into a mini class, it will go there as well. Like this one would fit into the mini course we used to have was how do I exercise now? Because the question is often, eating and exercise both changed. What do I do about it? Shirley said, what is your recipe for? Okay, I already hit that one. Sorry. I think we are talking different salt. Deborah's recommending pink Himalayan salt crystals. Thank you. Lacey said, I bought original Himalayan salt sole jar and stones from Amazon. Super easy. Looks kind of pretty sitting on the counter. They do look pretty. Shirley was using Celtic. So in that case, Shirley, that's actually not sole water. That's just adding salt to your water. And that is okay too. So just take a pinch. Yep, it's not too scientific. Just take a pinch. You don't need to get too down the rabbit hole with that. So it's perfectly okay. Michelle said hello. Bought resistance bands to do leg presses at home without leg press. I'm currently doing stronger four. Can I add that to the workout? Would it take, sorry, this is a continuum of my first message. Accidentally hit send prematurely. And I'm not sure if I see where you finished that, Michelle. There you are. Would it take place of leg exercises? Should it be added on a different day? Hope that makes sense. So you brought bands to do leg presses at home. So you're looking at either in a sitting position or in a lying position, you're doing a press with a super band, or you're doing a squat with a super band. I'm not sure I quite understand that, but either way, you could do them in place of squats. So let me know if that answers your question, but that's kind of the movement. So if there's a squat, or generally we'll say squat or leg press, when you're doing a squat, that's what you're doing. If you're doing a band press, so let me know if that makes sense for you. And Sharon, you do have a vibration plate, so I think that is awesome. I just spoke with a woman today who is recovering from cancer, and she also is having a surgery, and she won't be able to do something for probably, 4 to 8 weeks potentially after. But we talked about that as, it is exactly the application. So you're not someone who's necessarily 85 or 90 who can't because of maybe degeneration in the knees or difficult arthritis or because of frailty. But ideally, nobody wants you to pick up a heavy weight and do the straining. But here with whole body vibration, you kind of get the benefit of holding on to that muscle strength. You're not necessarily going to gain some, but you're going to support yourself in not losing it and get that extra little boost of bone density as well. So it's an awesome use for it. Carolyn, you're welcome. Leg press is what I was trying to do with the band. So that in place of squats, I have spondylolisthesis and my back feels better when I'm lying down. Absolutely. Yeah, then it's a great switch for you. So I like it. So yes, and for any of get creative. So not all movement is created for every specific body. And we all have to remember that. If this, then that. So if this comes up, what could I do instead if I can't do it? And there may not always be direct, how do I replicate this joint action? So it might not be that a squat is, totally something that you can replicate, but it might be that because maybe you don't want to or can't get up and down from the floor temporarily or permanently, that you put a band around your knees and you're doing side steps. We're now still targeting major muscle groups, and it is getting dark, so we're going to move into some light. Hold on. But you can still say, what would be the closest substitute so I can replicate this major muscle? The only place that I would want you to caution you would be looking at, say, you're doing a squat, in a substitute for something that was a hamstring exercise. So if we look at typically what happens to us, our hamstrings to quadricep ratio is generally, we're always going to be a little bit weaker in our hamstrings because we don't move backward, right? We move forward, we locomote this way, we go upstairs, and we push through the extension. So the quadricep on the top of the thigh is always stronger. But we need a balance of about two to three, so two-thirds the strength of our quadriceps, our hamstrings should be there. Unfortunately, a lot of us are way behind in our hamstrings. We're not doing hamstring curls, we're avoiding them. So I would never want you to substitute a quad dominant exercise like squats or wall sits for what was intended to be a hamstring exercise. That's where we would get further and further out of balance. So we want to look for how can I fit that in? What's my substitute specifically for that muscle group? So I hope that was helpful. All right. Anybody else? You still have time to sneak in a last question if you've got one. Meanwhile, I will tease and I won't dwell on this very long, just in case, because otherwise this will be out of date by the time I release it. But so for the February 2026 masterclass, and you'll find it in masterclasses. And right now, it's going to be easy to find when you watch this. If you watch this far into the future, maybe less so. But this will be, we'll talk about this for VIPs that the heart health. So we'll go into cardiovascular health and talk about the impact of walking, the impact of moderate exercise, high intensity exercise, and the impact of resistance exercise, and what's your ideal if you wanted the fastest track to better heart health. And we'll talk about what is heart health. So all of it, those of you with cholesterol, blood pressure issues, we'll talk about what exercise will have the biggest impact and what's the timeline so that you can expect to see change. For those of you who are here and you're in the 12-week stronger program, not in a membership, or you're in Essentials who don't get to come on Wednesday to the VIP, where we also will do coaching. The public master classes this week, Thursday, noon Central and evening Central this time, and then Saturday morning will also be on cardiovascular health, a little more top level, not quite as deep, but you'll get a similar taste for. What myths do we still believe? We collectively, just as kind of most of us, not necessarily you particularly. What is the app called? I need to download it to my iPad and phone. So it's Flipping 50 the Stronger Way. So, Dawn, if you're downloading it to your app, it's in your browser where you're on Safari or Chrome or whatever your preference is. You'll type in app.flipping50.com, and on your phone, whether it's iPad or Android, you'll go to the app store appropriately and look for it there. And if you've been a member since December 23, you got emails, I believe on that day, the 23rd, and you probably got emails also on about January 8th, again, reminding you and giving you those links. So if that's helpful, just to get the direct link, you may find it from being there. Several months ago on a podcast, you made a reference to a children's book when you said, when you give a girl a weight, I can't get this out of my mind. If you're needing a new project, I think this is it. Okay. Well, yeah, I need a fun project. I could use that. Yes, when you give a girl a weight. So I like that one too. I think it's very cool. All the things that happen. You don't have any more questions for me right now, so I'm going to shoot one to you. What has happened to you since you started lifting weights? Especially anything that was a surprise, a bonus. What's happened to you since you started lifting weights? While you're putting in your answer, I'll tell you a story about a woman, and this has to do with Heart Health Month, actually. She was selected. We did for about 7 years in a row as I was personal training director quite a long time ago, probably 20 years ago now. We did the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women, we ran the challenge for 10 or 12 weeks, and we did a community-wide application. People had to write in their story why they should get chosen. And so it was a big deal. And then at the Go Red for Women luncheon in early May, we would reveal how those women did. We took them through a we as in collectively a fitness center, and my trainers were assigned to them. We took them through the exercise changes. One of the dietitians from the hospital worked with them on diet piece of things, and they got to see cardiovascular or cardiologist also, and kind of monitor where were they, and then we monitored them again to look at changes. So we did kind of the big reveal, and they got a little makeover from the whole thing. One of the women who was selected had congenital heart disease, actually, and she was one of the things she was living with was having to minimize her sodium intake to 500 milligrams a day. And I don't know if you realize how hard that would be. That's not very much salt. It was to the point she had to look at, she was looking at baby carrots, like if you buy baby carrots versus like regular raw carrots from the grocery store that are in the full form. She realized or found that they actually put salt and they plump it into those baby carrots to make them look different. She said, you know, I can't even have those. She had to get down to counting every little bit. But she was a retired school teacher and also a grandmother. And she made one of these comments that you just, they never leave you. And she shared a story about how that was the start of her journey. And by Christmas the next year, or same year, but the next Christmas, we invited her to a Christmas party because she was one of our success stories from our trainers. And she stuck with it. She hired the trainer that worked with her complimentary to keep going with her. She lost so much weight and changed her personality completely. And her grandchildren started referring to her as fit grandma, like fit grandma does this. And you know, then there was the old grandma, you know, but fit grandma is kind of new. And I will never forget that. It changed her in the eyes of her grandchildren as well as changed herself. But her reference was kind of a fun one. Lacey said, I've gained some muscle mass, feel stronger doing daily activities. I turned down help when the cashier asked if I needed help taking out the 50-pound bag of chicken feed I bought. Really noticed when I was shoveling snow a couple of weeks ago. Pretty awesome. About 8 weeks. Sweet. Very cool. All right, anybody else got a success story that they want to share? Or question, gone. Jenny said, lost weight, gained a muscle, lost one dress size, more energy, able to eat more than I have in years. Tony said, built up muscle in my arms, legs, gluteus maximus, also lost weight, changed my diet at the same time. Hiked Moab. Amy said, been surprised how quick it has helped my painful shoulder limber up. Amy or Amber, I'm sorry, said, my core started to become stronger quicker than I thought it would. Amy said, I've been surprised how fast it made me feel good. I've only done 3 weeks of Stronger Three. That's amazing. Lisa said, have you tried yoked for muscle gain? Yes. In fact, it's one of the things I will probably be putting on my resources page. So I gained about 2 pounds of muscle. I was using yoked and Myos MD. It's just the practitioner's version of it. You don't need to use both, but I apparently an overachiever or did not read the instructions. So I did them both at the same time. And it's just so easy. Actually, the yoked tastes like cake batter. And I'd like to say I don't have a sweet tooth, but I must because it was good. So it made it very easy to do as a supplement. And I haven't continued it. I gained the 2 pounds, held it, haven't lost it because I stopped doing it. I will probably do it just on an intermittent basis. And I also want to remind any of you who are using a smart scale, you're tracking your muscle and you're thinking, why am I not gaining any muscle? I want you to remember this. And I've shared this in an email, I've shared it in a podcast recently, but I think it bears repeating over and over again. And you know, if you're a parent, you have to do that anyway. So I'm doing that for all of you. If you're not losing, you are still winning. So remember, all across social media, you're hearing this or seeing it and reading it, that women lose, you know, or men and women lose 3 to 8% of muscle mass every decade after the age of 30. So, I mean, do the math yourself. If you'd lost, you know, over the last 2 decades, or maybe for you, it's also three, you know, 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 8 is 24. That was pretty quick. My stepdad would be proud of me. You know, that's the range that you could have lost. Right now, if you're not losing, you are still winning. Maybe you won't, or maybe you won't gain a lot of muscle. Maybe you will maintain, but you'll be gaining strength and the fibers and the quality of that muscle. And we'll talk about that on Wednesday, why the quality of your muscle matters. So, first of all, it's helping you with your blood sugar control. Even though you may not have more mass, more fiber, or bigger fibers, you may still be changing your blood sugar levels. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. You are still winning if you're not losing muscle. And so, consider you're still doing the beneficial piece that you need to. Shanna said, see my question above. Shanna, I don't know. How far above? Do you want to tell me? I'm scrolling all the way through. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Squats question above. Okay, with squats, are you better being more upright with your torso or more leaned forward, somewhere in between? Does it change depending on situation? So, what you don't want to be doing is trying to be straight up and down. Your hips have to hinge. So, there is going to be a need to have an angle. There has to be some forward motion. So, imagine you're sitting down in a chair and you're pointing your hip to the back of that seat. That's what it should feel like and look like when you're squatting. So, if you're practicing that in a mirror and you can practice sitting down in that fashion, chest is up, sternum is up, eyes are still forward and up, not overly so. But you don't want to be looking like you are a ballerina trying to be upright because that puts a little torque on your hip. We want that hip hinge, but you are not bending over this way from your hip. You are simply sitting it down and coming up. So there's a little bit of forward that has to happen right here. So I hope that helps. I'm going to scroll back down, see at the bottom if there's anybody else. Carolyn says more energy, sleeping a bit better, still working on that. Besides learning about the importance of weightlifting from you, you've also introduced your Flipping 50 community. So many smart, trustworthy health professionals. I recently did a gut reset with Laura Frontiero, and it was amazing. Thank you for sharing that. She is amazing. I just saw her a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about some of the success stories that have come out of that as well. So any of you who are struggling, so I believe it was back in November, I shared, Laura does a stellar kind of a master class every once in a while, and then we'll sometimes open things up where she'll do a lab assessment with you, a consult based on your gut lab test to break down what is going on. If you're constipated, bloated, diarrhea, gas, and don't know what to do about it. You think you've tried everything, the digestive enzymes are betaine, or you've tried apple cider, or you've changed your diet, you've done food sensitivities, but still not getting anywhere. There's just so many things that it could be. then it may be time to stop, trying to guess your way out of it and actually get some support from an expert in gut health, because everything is related to gut health. And when your hormones change, your gut microbiome will change. So if you've got any visible signs, you're probably then at risk for not absorbing all the positive micronutrients that you're eating or consuming. And as you're trying to fit in that healthy food, they're just getting through the cracks. So thank you for sharing that. Dawn said, I'm not supposed to do squats. So what should I do in place of? So you want to think of what lower body activity can you do? So great changes would be lunges, but I would also suggest probably not a great one for you, Dawn, just knowing what you're dealing with. So lying on the floor, doing a hamstring curl or a bridge and or both. So bridging would just be elevating, lifting the hip up and down, hinging from that, or a hamstring curl would be lift them up and then pull the ball in and toward you. So a good hamstring exercise there, but glutes and hamstrings getting a workout. From a standing position, you could also do band around above your knees and sidestepping if that works. Another good one to try. So you're hitting the glute medial muscles as you go sideways. And we miss that one often. So you have to do it on one leg. Doing both at the same time doesn't necessarily work. So as you're in a band, you're moving one leg, always stepping over, picking the other one up. So you get work on both of them. So those would be some of the ideals. Wall sits is another option. Yep, you can do that. It's static, so it doesn't include movement as much. If you have a whole body vibration, another great way to use it. So you sit on it and do a static squat, and or you can go up and down. But if you're not supposed to just squat, so my question on that one would be why? Is that about something going on with your back or your hip? Let me know on that one. And then we can better answer that question is what would be a good substitute for you? Okay. Last chance, everybody. One more question. Ankles and braces. Okay. But wall sits in a squat position is still okay. Just confirming that. And that would be the answer to the question. If you've got whole body vibration, doing it on that would allow you to be in that position in a static hold, but yet get a little bit more activity through the muscle activation that comes in those micro contractions happening at 50 times per second because you're doing it. Yeah. Okay. Great. And while you're doing that wall sit for a little bit more engagement, Dawn, you could put a small ball between your knees just to hold that, activate the inner thigh a little bit more. So now you've got just a little more muscle mass engaged. Susanna says, do most women have an increase of bone density with vibration plate? That's a tough question for me to answer. I think most women who use it consistently and appropriately with that as a target. So randomly using it won't necessarily. And depending on where you're aiming to increase it, you also want to tie the specific kind of exercise you need for it. So for instance, I was osteopenic in three sites, and I couldn't go any heavier. I couldn't do any more impact, without being silly and stupid, risking injury. So that was where I turned to do something about it. And so within 9 months, but I was using it specifically for each spot. Doing squats will help your lumbar spine and your total hip. So that's two places where typically they're measured. I was already lifting heavy, pushing and pulling, but I actually increased that a little bit more for my forearm, which is the third spot. So those used to be called osteozones. They're not so much referred to by that term anymore.
But it's that because they're the most likely to fracture. The spine, the hip, because we fall, and the wrist, because we fall and catch ourselves with that smart move, but not so much. But that is a small bone in our body. And so the other two corrected. So I reversed them completely to normal bone health, but this one improved, but not completely. And it makes sense because I was doing standing balance work, squatting and/or holding the squats that all benefited the total hip and the spine. But that's not going to travel up here. So I began doing planks on my forearms and on my hands to totally get it directly into the arm. So, and I'm due for, so a move interrupted me and I have not located a place to do a DEXA again. And the unfortunate part is if you don't repeat your DEXA at the same site, they do say that there's a little chance that the calibration of each of the scanners can be slightly different, but doing it is better knowing than not knowing. So I would definitely go for it. So to answer your question, it's hard to tell, but if somebody is using it specifically with the right protocol, targeting the place where they want to improve bone density, then yes, I've seen it happen. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here.